The Director of Operations of the ECG, Tete Okang, has been explaining the challenges being experienced by the company, for which load shedding has become the only option now to conserve energy. Mr. Okang said it's also important for Ghanaians to take steps to conserve energy. He said the lack of adequate gas supply and the massive increase in the demand for power are also contributing factors. Mr. Okang spoke with George Ankra.
Along the line, VRA came out to announce that they had problems with gas supply from Nigeria. And the gas is the fuel for running the thermal generators, some of them. So once we cannot have that generation, it means electricity, we are a distribution company. We buy the power from them and we sell to the public. It means we don't have the power to buy, so there's nothing for us to sell. That is why the load shedding issue came up.
How about light crude oil?
Well, I know they also run the light crude oil units. So sometimes when there's no gas, they run those ones. But then there's also another generating company, which is Suno Asogli Company. They run on gas. And under normal circumstances, they produce 200 megawatts of power. So if they don't have gas, so you've lost 200 megawatts. But what we all of us should accept is, power demand in the country is rising, and that is why all the different utilities are also trying to increase the size of their networks, and the Greatco is increasing the size of their network. VRA is trying to bring in more generating units. ECG, we are also enlarging our network just to cater for the increase in demand within the country. So if you have these other challenges, it just makes the issues come out more largely. I mean, you see the issues more clearly.
We don't have a problem with the Akosombo water levels, so why should we have this problem?
Well, Akosombo water level, and if my memory serves me right, Akosombo and those other things serves about 60 to 65% of the power demand in the country. That is Akosombo and Kwamfut together. So definitely you need the other plants to be able to supply the whole country. Akosombo and Kwamfut alone cannot meet the country's needs.
So how about the one at Abwazi? Is there any problem why you cannot operate that?
As far as I know, they are operating at Abwazi, but I'm not sure they have all the units available. And then with the thermal plants, you can get problems at any time. So that is why sometimes we have this urgently will be requested to do some load shedding. And then we have to put off certain people without prior notice.
Mr. Okang denied that there is no power problem. As far as he's concerned, VRA, the producers and managers of power, might be facing some problems.
I don't know what they mean by we don't have power problems in the country. If you are running everything, you are supplying everybody. Everybody gets supply. But if one of the units should go off, it means you cannot supply because there's no other unit to take care of it. So once you lose that, then means people have to go off. And that is the reality on the ground. So VRA has planned, they have plans to bring in some extra generating units before the end of the year. I know before the end of the year, part of Bui will also be operational, but that is the situation on the ground.
What is also worrying is the illegal connections. What I told your people are said to have been involved in doing this illegal connection. Don't you think that when we manage these systems well, we will not have the problem we're having on hand?
The illegal connection, that at least we record the power which has been sold to Electricity Company of Ghana. So that will not so much come into the situation. But the issue with illegal connections, that way we want the public to know. If you can give us information on illegal connection, and then we can investigate and prove that it's really illegal connection. Whatever money we collect as penalty from the person, we pay a percentage to the person who informed us. If our staff are involved, we discipline them.
If you look at the way some contractors operate when they give them contracts, they supposed to contact you people for expert advice, for you to tell them where your electrical lines are before they go digging. In a situation where the contractors are not complying and they go destroying the lines, what do you do to them?
Normally, if somebody should damage our property while they are doing their contracts, we prepare a bill for the damage we have done and then ask them to pay for it.
What education are you giving Ghanaians about this load shedding?
A number of things as Ghanaians we can do which might help. It might not solve, but completely might help. Because we need to do a bit of energy conservation.
How do we do that?
Most of us use things anyhow to plan properly. Sometimes you see somebody with radio on, TV on, is playing music somewhere, or they are in one room, all the lights all over the place are on. People with air conditioning, but then the door is open. All those things consume electricity, which is wasteful. Or we use equipment which are not very efficient. Recently, the Energy Commission came out educating people on the way they put stars on the equipment. The more the stars, the better the efficiency. But most of it, because the price of the cheaper efficiency is lower, we're going for that. All those are ways which we waste electricity. Simple things like ironing. And we say, nobody try and iron in bulk. That way you don't waste too much electricity. I mean, those simple things, if we can do them, it will also help.
Mr. Tete Oka is the Director of Operations of ECG.